You know, the Bible begins in Genesis with these words: "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And the heaven and earth, or the earth, was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the water. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light and said, the light was good. Now we turn through the pages of the Old Testament and read through its pages. What do we discover? What do we discover as we read? Now we just read, God created, let there be light. Is that good? Well, we read this: darkness is creeping over the earth again. The darkness of sin. The darkness of sin. And this darkness envelops the heart of man until God makes a judgment statement. His statement is this: there is none righteous, not even one. Not even one. Now, why would God make such a judgment statement? Because the hearts of the people of that day, and your heart, and my heart, are so deceitful, that we don't even know how dark we're living. Did you know that? Our hearts are so deceitful in our personal lives. The world in which we live continues to push us what? Towards darkness. Toward darkness. And just when Satan's darkness seems to be hovering over us again, God speaks again. Isn't that amazing? God speaks again. And as he speaks these words: "In the beginning was the Word." Listen, folks, check me out, will you, please? In the beginning was the Word. And he says this: "And apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being." Speaking about Christ. He said the darkness. He said, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Why? Why this light? What's the purpose of this light coming into our world? Why? Because God so loved you, you, and me, that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why. Now, what's the purpose? What's the purpose? He goes on. We see part of that in that verse. But then He says that He sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be what? Come on, help me. Saved through Him. Saved through Him. You see, God has the why and the purpose. He loves you. He loves me. And He wants us to be saved. For He says, "It is not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and life eternal." Now here we are. More than 2,000 years beyond that time when Jesus came and declared His purpose and His love. And yet darkness of sin is still pushing at the light of God's purity, holiness, and righteousness. Still pushing. And yet many have not heard about the light yet or seen the light. And believe it or not, many right here in Rockland and the Sacramento area have not seen or heard of the light. Of the light. And God spoke again. Well, He spoke to the disciples, and I want you to listen because I believe with all my heart He is speaking to you and to me right here today. Listen to what He says. You are the light of the world. The light of the world. Well, how in the world can this be, Pastor? Did not Jesus say that He was the light of the world? Indeed, He did say He was the light of the world. And He is the light. And yet He declares unequivocally that you and I are to be the light in the world. You say, well, how can this be? How can it be that if Jesus is the light, how can you and I be the light? Well, listen again to the Scripture and the words of Jesus. And this is what He says. Now listen carefully. He said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. And then He says, because I live, you will live also. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me. Now listen to this. And I in you. I in you. Let me ask you a question. Where does Jesus live? Where does Jesus live? What did we just sing a few minutes ago? You ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart. As believers, He lives within our heart. And since Jesus lives within you and me, who are believers, what does this mean about the light of the world? Where is He at? Right here in you. Listen, folks. Listen. He's right here with us. That makes us the light of the world. Because the light lives within. He is our source. See, we're not the light. We're the carriers, the barrier like John the Baptist. But the light lives within us. He lives within us. See, you are now, and this is pretty hard for us to comprehend sometimes, but you are now the living, moving, visible light in your world. In your world, wherever you walk, wherever you work. See, wherever you are, the light of the world is. Did you hear what I said? Wherever you are, the light of the world is. This denotes both privilege and responsibility, does it not? Privilege and responsibility. See, you and I have the privilege of being the light of God in our world. And the responsibility to let the light shine brightly. Brightly. Look at the two examples that Jesus uses there in Matthew 5. He says that you are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden. Just like San Francisco, driving towards San Francisco, you see it. It's up on a hill. And then He goes on to say also, He said, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket or cover it up, but on a lampstand that it gives light to all who are in the house. What is that saying? He's saying our light, your light, my light is to be visible, seen by others. See, like the lighthouse along the shore that Larry just sang about. You see, our light is to be seen.
Visible. Visible.
The purpose of the lamp is to give light, is it not? I mean, we don't lose electricity very often around here, but when we do, and it's nighttime, it's pretty dark. So we want a lamp. And that lamp's purpose is to give light. And light's wonderful, isn't it? Especially if you're in a dark house, it's very wonderful. With the light burning brightly, you're able to see the obstacles that might create a fall. And some of us are getting to the point where we might fall, right? Yeah, some of us are almost as old as I am. See? You see, there is a great purpose, and wonderful is the light. And the light is also to be a what? A guide. Can you imagine how far a light can be seen, but you don't see anything except the beam? You see the light, right? Not the object sending the light, but the light. And Jesus is saying to us, shine. Shine. Shine as bright as possible. Let your good works, that's what he says, isn't it? He said, let your good works be seen, in order that they might see them and glorify you. Is that what the Bible says? Check it out. Is that what it says? Glorify God. That's right. Let him see your good works that he might glorify God. Let people see the difference God has made in your life. Let me ask you a personal question right now. Has God made a difference since he come in? Since he came in? Has he made a difference? Are you different? Then he said, let the people see the difference, that God may receive the glory for what he has done. For what he has done. Let your light shine, pointing others to Jesus. Pointing to Jesus. Let others see Jesus in you. That's really what our song says, and that's what should be our lives. Letting others see Jesus. See, the lamp has no say, does it? I mean, you light a lamp. Does the lamp tell you where to set it? Does the lamp tell you how brightly it's going to burn or not burn? No. Has no say whatsoever in the placement or in how brightly it'll burn. Not so with you and me. That's not the case. You see, as the light of the world, this is why Jesus keeps encouraging you and me, burn brightly. Let your light shine. Why? Because he knows your and my temptations, which are, well, go undercover. Do you hear what I say? Go undercover. Don't let anybody know. Become an invisible Christian. He knows, Jesus knows that there are going to be people out there saying, hey, take it easy. Cover your light. Cover your light. That's the reason Jesus says, let your light shine. Because he knows the old devil is going to be, say what? Dim it down. Dim it down. Well, why does Jesus say to you and me, shine? Shine brightly. Because all around us are people who are lost in darkness. Lost in the darkness of sin. And they need the light of the world, Jesus, to guide them. They may not even know that they're lost. They may not even realize the forest in which they're trapped. And their need of light. But we must keep burning brightly. Brightly. Keep burning brightly. Not that they may see the lamp, but that they may see the light. Do you see the difference, folks? You know, it's so easy for us to become hypocrites. Did you know that? Wanting people to pat us on the back about how good and kind and nice we are. Listen, Jesus is saying, let the light shine that they may see the real light. And remember what we read there in John. It says that it came a man sent from God. He was not the light. But what was he to do? Hey, that's what we've been given the privilege to do. But more than John, we have the light. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. We have the light, and God says, let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. See, it's the privilege and responsibility to shine right here. Right here in this community, Brooklyn. You see, God has placed you and me in this church, I believe, and in this community for the distinct purpose of being a light right here. A light right here. Now, the amazing thing is, that sign out there, it can show people that there's a building here, that we have services here. But when we dismiss today, the light of the world is going to be scattered all around. Just think about it. It's going to be scattered all around because you are going to be going out from this place shining for Jesus. Shining for Jesus. Now, you may feel a little bit because of age or maybe sickness that your wick is burned down a little bit. Now, some of you are so young, you probably don't even know what a wick is. But a wick is what the lamp has inside, and that's where the flame is sitting. Now, maybe you feel like your wick is kind of short and there's not much flame coming. Turn up the wick a little bit. And then maybe, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but lamps also, because of the way the flame burns or doesn't burn sometimes, it gets spotty, dirty. And the light is affected by the darkness on the globe. And remember, we are the globe because the light is where? Inside, shining out. Listen, folks, maybe we need to say like David, if that's the case, wash me. Wash me, and I shall be clean. And Jesus makes a promise to one of his disciples, as he writes there in 1 John, that if you will confess your sin, that is the smudge marks on the globe, he is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. Maybe you need a globe cleansing. And then also, possibly you may feel, well, my oil's running low. You see, in an oil lamp, you have the oil. Running low. Well, then maybe this should be our prayer. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. Let your light shine brightly. Brightly. That people who are in darkness may see the light. See the light. And hear the call, come to the light. Come to the light. May they hear your testimony, which is come to the light. Once I was blind. Once I was blind, but now I see. The light of the world is Jesus. The light of the world is Jesus. 'Tis shining for you. 'Tis shining for you. Sweetly the light dawned upon me. You know what? I believe your song and my song should be, this light of mine, I'm going to let it. Well, do some of you know the rest of that? I'm going to let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
This light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Put it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. Let Satan it out? No. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine till Jesus comes. Will you join me in that? Let's let the light of the Lord Jesus shine. As long as He gives you and me breath of life, opportunity, let's let the light shine. Would you do that? Would you make a commitment to let the light shine for Jesus? For the world is in need of His light. Great and mighty God, we thank You, we praise You for Your love that touched our life. And we thank You so much for the difference You made. Yes, we sin, Lord. We come short of Your glory. But this morning we want to make a new recommitment of our life to shine right here in this community, in our homes, for You.